here's a story from The World.
Musicians have been making their own contributions to the recovery efforts since that port explosion on August 4th. The World's Bianca Hillier has been listening in.
Lebanese singer Didi Fox was 1,600 miles from Beirut when the calamitous explosion happened. Didi was in Dubai, but her family was back in Lebanon.
Our house is 4 kilometers away from the explosion. It was like hard to believe that this actually happening.
Didi was relieved to learn her family was out of the city at the time and was safe, but their homes were badly damaged.
All the damage was material. All the windows blew up. All the glass was shattered. And it was the same for my house, my grandparents' house, my uncle's house, everybody there.
Didi Fox's life usually revolves around music. Her success in the UAE led to her becoming the first Middle Eastern female to place on U.S. Billboard charts. But in the weeks immediately following the blast, the pop star wasn't thinking about writing a song. She was fundraising and sending money to local Beirut businesses who needed support.
Seeing the aftermath was really traumatizing. So I wasn't really thinking about music. I was thinking, what is music going to do at this point? They really need immediate and urgent help.
That help is still needed. An estimated 300,000 people remain without a home. But now, about 1 month after the blast, musicians like Didi Fox are starting to sing. In a new song called Little Girl, Didi Fox and other Lebanese musicians relay a message of hope for Beirut. The lyrics tell the story of a child whose dreams have been shattered, but is told to not be scared because Lebanon will rebuild. Producing the song and music video was a family affair. Didi's father wrote the lyrics. Her cousin appears as the little girl in the video, and her sister edited the whole thing together. It was also the first time Didi Fox has released a song in her mother tongue, Arabic.
Definitely out of respect and as a tribute, the song had to be in Arabic.
Didi's tribute song isn't the only musical addition to the recovery efforts in Beirut. Lebanese-Australian singer Jihad Dibab got started on a song the very night of the blast.
You know, I had so many emotions, and for me, a way to process my emotions is just to start writing.
Within a week, Dibab released a song and accompanying video called Lebanon, I Love You.
Lebanon, I love you.
Even though I hardly know you.
Beirut, I love you,
even though I hardly know you.
Notice that the lyrics there say, I hardly know you. Dibab was raised in Australia and only moved to the Middle East a few years ago to reconnect with his roots. He lives in Abu Dhabi now and says Lebanese nationals living abroad have been the ones connecting with his track.
Especially from the Australian Lebanese community, they seem to really identify with the lyrics.
Another song put out to support Beirut comes from Lebanese composer Guy Manoukian, who teamed up with American-Haitian musician Wyclef Jean to produce a song called Immortal. Prominent Algerian singer Khalid also released a tribute track. Its title translates to, Her Name is Beirut. Profits from that song will be donated to Lebanon's Red Cross, but performers themselves need support too. Fadi Tabal is a Lebanese musician and founder of TuneFork Recording Studios in Beirut. He was at TuneFork's office, less than a mile from the port, at the time of the explosion.
We were having a smoke in the living room, and then we heard the big noises, and in a matter of seconds, we saw that the huge mushroom. The door crushed. It was made of glass, and almost everything in the living room got destroyed. It was like a uber apocalyptic.
Tabal says everyone inside was okay, and the studio's recording rooms were unscathed because of their reinforced walls. But other artists are facing serious loss, so Tabal created the Beirut Musicians Fund.
So I was like, you know, I'm going to do a comprehensive list of all the gears these people lost.
Tabal is trying to replace musicians' instruments after so many were damaged by the blast. He's raised about $17,000 so far, halfway to his goal. But Tabal isn't expecting artists who lived through the blast to turn out any sort of tribute songs soon. He says he questions the ethics behind such tracks.
Sometimes it feels like you're using a situation to get your name out there, so this feels weird. But at the same time, on the other hand, if you're a big name and you're doing that, it actually puts Beirut on the map, and it's important not to normalize all the bad situation that happened. So it's kind of a double-edged sword.
Pop star Dede Fox isn't collecting any profits from her tribute track, and singer Jihad Dabab directs people to donate at the end of his music video. They say their songs are about bringing people together to heal. Tabal says watching artists support each other from within Beirut and around the world has been refreshing.
It's really nice to see everybody like just trying to help each other out. It's beautiful to see that.
For The World, I'm Bianca Hillier.